This is Alaskan Natives in Science. I'm Steve Will. Over the past four decades, healthcare for Native Alaskans has undergone some dramatic changes. Perhaps none has been more significant than the widespread introduction of Western medicine. With its MRIs, CAT scans, and blood tests, Western medicine works by narrowing down the area of distress in the human body and treating that area. However, there are some Native Alaskans who have never abandoned their belief in a more traditional, holistic approach to healthcare that treats mind and body at the same time. Alaskan Natives in Science reporter Lori Cropley-Nix visited Kotzebue, Alaska, where a unique program has tribal healers working side by side with Western physicians.
I checked the blood veins, muscles, and nerve, especially the blood vein is important because when it's blood clot, the person is making so lazy. So when it's open, he's lively. It's really good that way.
70-year-old Truman Cleveland is a tribal healer from Ambler, Alaska, near Kotzebue, north of the Arctic Circle. He applies traditional health care to patients in this area of the state. Cleveland says that before Western doctors began showing up in the Arctic with their X-ray machines, their tongue depressors, and insurance forms, Eskimo traditional healers like himself were practicing the native way of medicine.
In the muscle, when it's tied up, I can find it. Since I've been hired, I found two that I never touched before in two persons. So I tell them to check on our regular doctors. Sure enough, there are just start tumors and cancers.
A healthy and active father of 12, Cleveland has been a tribal healer for 20 years. He learned his craft from the traditional healers before him. Cleveland speaks confidently about the power and importance of his Inupiaq food, which is the only type of medicine tribal healers prescribe.
And I use more in Inupiaq food. I think that's why I am still healthy. I use those meats, caribou, reindeer, moose, beavers, fishes, all kind of fishes. Some of those vegetation in the ground that grows is fighting cancers. So I use more of those berries.
Cleveland works in what is essentially a department of traditional healing. He and two other tribal healers work with Administrator Francis Green. Green coordinates appointments at the Manelik Health Center in Kotzebue, which serves the 3,000 Inupiaq Eskimos in the region. By incorporating tribal medicine now within a modern hospital, tribal healers and Western physicians believe they can cast a wider net and serve patients who might not otherwise come in.
We do surveys throughout the villages, and that was one of their biggest requests, is that we do have tribal doctors, as we do have a lot of elders out there that do believe in traditional medicines more than Western, and they're more comfortable with traditional.
Green not only orients Western doctors when they first come to Kotzebue, but she is also responsible for screening calls, asking patients about their problem, and determining which tribal healer best meets their needs. Additionally, she interprets a delicate procedure known as poking, which is something like acupuncture. One of the physicians she introduced to the technique was Dr. Mike Tran.
Poking is a maneuver where the tribal doctor would find an area of greatest sluggish blood flow and using a sharp instrument inserted in short distance to relieve some of that pressure and allow some of that blood to flow out, taking the pain and discomfort away. I was astonished, and it was a different way of healing. After a couple times, it wasn't quite a shock anymore.
It's completely different from the training that we have in Western medicine, completely different.
Another Western physician at Manelik is Dr. Janet Shackles.
Tribal healers are known throughout the country in different cultures, but when it comes to a hospital and doctors that are trained in institutions and medical schools, things like that, they really have not meshed before. They just have existed separately.
The attitudes towards traditional healing appear to have shifted dramatically, at least in Kotzebue. Not only do area doctors acknowledge traditional healing, it is something they would like to learn.
But I have stood by with Truman and some of the other tribal doctors while they've worked on some patients that I've asked for some help on. And found that it's right on the money and it has a physiologic basis, just like what we get taught in school. We've learned a fair amount. There's still a great deal that they know that that we don't. We need a knowledge transfer.
According to Shackles, Western medicine stands to benefit from more than just the knowledge tribal healers have to offer. By accepting tribal healers in a hospital setting, physicians in Kotzebue are rediscovering the more holistic aspects of medicine.
Hospitals specifically are bastions of technology, and that's where Western medicine has gone. It's really gotten away from a one-to-one relationship with between a doctor and a patient. And there's a lot of technology by itself kind of tends to exclude associations like the one between a tribal healer and their patient.
While the services of the Department of Tribal Healing are in demand in other Alaskan communities, the number of tribal healers is limited and dwindling. It is unclear, then, whether this innovative union of healthcare approaches will become a trend outside of Kotzebue. In Kotzebue, I'm Lori Cropley-Nick.
Funding for the series was provided by the National Science Foundation, the Alaska Federation of Natives, and the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation. Curriculum support was provided by the Alaska Sea Grant Program at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.